From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony that killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens. Dorian Jones reports.
I don't know how I've been so lucky.
Well, apparently we're going to have trouble bringing that to you. We'll give that a try a little bit later. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in the closing ceremony of this year's Olympics. Biles, who took 4 gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions he and 3 teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie, but still issued an apology. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when 2 suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many of the militants were captured. In another incident, officials say at least 4 people were wounded Sunday when mortar shells struck a government compound in the capital, Mogadishu. President Barack Obama is ending his summer vacation Sunday. He is returning to Washington ahead of a trip early next month to China and Laos. This is VOA News.